And paid with his whole life. Wow. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you. There's a word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
On this Father's Day. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm happy about it.
All right.
First became a father, I didn't want to be one. But that inner male in me kicked in. I put down the boy and I become a man. Not a sperm donor.
What you say?
Amen.
That was 40 years ago.
You sure did.
I might not get to go to dinner today. Oh my goodness. My girls and my grandson take me to dinner. I need to be quiet if I get put out.
That's right.
Anyway, God's still good though.
Amen.
Yeah, I see my brother back there, my fiance. I'm glad to see my brother back there.
Amen.
I just love all of y'all. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being here today. Okay, here's a word from the Lord for us today. Return your Bibles to the New Testament book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12. Find that, I want you to go down to the 7th verse. I want to shine a sermonic spotlight. Give me your text. The sermonic shot spotlight on verses 7 through 10. Give me your text, buddy. I'm convincing fresh water in this old well. God has convinced me. Let's seek in God, the Holy Spirit will allow God to make this applicable to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. Let us pray. Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
Yes.
Father God, it's once again another time. It's preaching and teaching time. Father God, we cannot do it by ourselves. We ask, oh Lord God, that you allow your Holy Spirit to dwell with us and have it, co-inhabit with us.
Yes.
Father God, as we break open the bread of life, Father, make this word plain enough so that a child can understand it. Touch our minds, anoint our minds afresh. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Then as you do that, Father God, allow your word to fall on good ground so that it may embed and root itself in our life. Father God, we need you. We need a word from you.
Yes, Lord.
Without a word from you, what would your people do?
Yes.
You say we perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes,
so, Father God, that's why we sit humbly at your feet.
Yes, Lord.
Ask you, Father God, allow us to put down our obstacles and our distractions and focus on you and your son crucified.
Yes.
Father God, you said that we have so many things, many other afflictions of the righteous, but you said that you delivered us from them all.
Hallelujah.
So Father God, in the midst of our mess, give us a word.
Lord.
Satan's coming in on us, oh God, like a flood. Raise a standard, like you said, against him. Father God, we can't do it by ourselves, but if you just give us a little something,
yes,
to let us know you're working it all out for our good,
yes, Lord,
we'll continue to hold on just a little while longer and wait till our changes come.
Yes.
Bless us, Lord. Bless us again with your word. Use me in spite of me. Hide me behind the cross.
Yes.
Allow me to preach till heaven gets happy and hell gets upset.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, restore the joy of our salvation through
yes,
your word
yes,
right now. Kick us in the deep inner cabins of your word, into the manifold pleats of your understanding.
Glory.
Let us see you and you crucified
yes,
in your word. And whatever comes in this setting, oh Heavenly Father, we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory.
Yes.
Teach us, Lord, for your people hear it.
Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter 12. Begin at the 7th verse. Hear ye the words of the Lord. At least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I struggle with what to call this thing. As I studied it and got and received so much and ate from it, it's good when God can give you something and you're going through something.
Amen.
You can still hear him talk to you.
Yes.
It's a good thing. So I'm going to just make this real plain and simple. When God says no, just trust him.
Amen.
Amen.
When God says no, just trust him. May take your seats in the presence of the Lord. That's not easy for some of us. Some of us don't like the word no. God love you, but he said no to save you sometimes. Am I right about it? My brothers and sisters, we have many messages, teachings, and conferences on how to name it and claim it. How to praise God because he is so good and so worthy. I don't need to be taught how to praise God when he does what I request him to do. I know he's worthy.
Worthy.
Faith does not have to work when there is peace that surpasses all understanding. You don't need faith then. When my health is good and the bills are paid, of course I'm going to praise him.
Amen.
Teach me, God, how to trust you when I don't receive my healing I'm supposed to get.
Amen. Amen.
When they say they are going to evict me or foreclose on my home or take my car, teach me how to praise you then.
Glory, 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 glory.
When I look at the word of God and say, God, I see what your word says, but this is what I'm going through.
Yes, sir.
We all know what God's word says.
Yes,
we know what all the church folks say when we come to church. Just pray. Hell break loose your life. They say, pray. We're praying for you. No, you want the hell to stop now.
Yes.
Pray. Pray. Father, God, I know him. You pray. Bank of America, shakes, don't want to hear me pray, Lord. Teach me, God, how to trust you when hell has broken loose in my life.
My God.
In this text, we hear the Apostle Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. He unveils a personal experience to impact the audience that he has won over to Christ in Corinth. He shares something that went on between him and God. This is a rare opportunity, y'all. Because Paul does not say much about his personal experiences with God.
Wow.
He's already preaching and teaching. He don't share that personal what he got to go through.
Okay.
It ain't about him. It's about you being saved and knowing the resurrected Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Wow.
Paul begins this moment of transparency by explaining the depth of the revelation he has received from the Lord. Paul shares the revelation he has received from God as a result of a personal conversation with his Lord and Master.
Amen.
Paul was abundantly blessed in every area of his life.
Wow.
He was abundantly blessed intellectually.
Yes.
He was abundantly blessed with charisma.
Yes.
He was abundantly blessed with unique experiences in God.
Yes.
Like no other man of God.
Wow.
Everything Paul did was big. God brought Paul to a level of accomplishment that can be matched by no other in the Bible. Paul stands shoulders above all the other disciples, having spent less time with Christ than the original 12. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But did more with the little he had. He was a Christian terrorist at one time. Christians were terrified to hear him and fear him. He was a force to be reckoned with. Until, watch me now. Until he and God had an encounter with Christ, Sister Ruthie, on the Damascus Road. When God knocked him moment with our God. Won't he do it? All of a sudden, he became one of the very people he used to hate. Did I just say something? Won't God change your life when he comes in contact with you? The problem now is that Paul is now in an environment where he has to fellowship with the same people he was trying to kill. Paul became rejected by where he came from and not fully embraced by where he was now. Did y'all hear me? Am I going too fast?
No.
Paul now was a misfit. Rejected and ostracized.
Uh-huh.
God loves misfits. Can I get a witness in here?
Amen.
Someone who has been rejected by the status quo. I'm glad that God seeks out those who don't fit into the clique or the routine.
Amen.
Wow.
You don't got to line up with nobody's stuff. When you exist outside the box, Deja, the club or the clique, there's a special glory.
Yeah. Amen.
Anointing that rests upon you.
Wow.
I'm loving it.
Yes, sir.
Paul had this special anointing and glory that rests upon him. He experienced things in God that other men called by God did not. Y'all don't think I'm in the book, huh?
Yes, sir.
Paul said, in the spirit, he was caught up into paradise.
Yes.
Heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Oh. Paul said, I was in the spirit.
Yes. Yes.
Was caught up into paradise.
Yes. Yeah.
Went to the third heaven.
Yeah.
Heard things from God that is not lawful for a man to speak.
Yes.
Paul said, if I spoke it to you, brother, if I told it to you, taught it to you, your mind couldn't wrap around it.
My God.
He said, I keep that to myself. Yeah. I don't know that was Paul. I'm not just making this thing up. I dwelled, I walked up and down this text. What Paul was saying, say, some things now, he said in the word, he said, something we see vaguely through a glass.
All right.
He said, but after a while, you'll get to know those things.
Yeah.
Paul said, I know some things. If I share them with you, you'll think I done lost my mind. What you saying to me, Pastor? Sometime when you spend your personal time, real child of God, I'm talking about one who ain't faking it.
Okay,
something you can't tell everything God has shared with you.
That's right. Amen.
Because everybody ain't gonna get what.
That's right.
When God do stuff in your life that is uncharacter and don't fill with the routine and the track, sometimes that's for you to keep, learn when to keep your holy mouth shut. Because you mess around and get like Joseph, and they want to sell you and kill you instead. When people around you become mesmerized, watch this now, by your gift, they fail to realize that behind every gift, there's a price to be paid. Yeah, you accomplished. Yeah, you did this. Yeah, you smart. But where was that night when you had to step all night studying?
All right.
And you couldn't hang out with every party with everybody else.
Yes, sir.
Where was that when you had to spend all night long up studying the word so you can get up on Sunday morning to deliver a word?
Yes.
It's going to just drop it in your lap. How do you know what it's costing you
right.
to look like you look and do what you do?
Yes. Praise his name.
When people around you are mesmerized, they fail to realize. People see the outer display of your gift. But they don't see the inner pains come with being who you are.
Yeah.
There are people fantasizing about what you have. Watch me, Deeks. You got people fantasizing about what you have and what you have become. They don't know, I don't have a clue on what it costs to be what God has created you to be.
Amen.
How bad do you want it? Are you ready to give up your relationship?
Wow.
In some cases, your job.
Damn.
Just to be what God wants you to be. Doesn't the house look really good from the curb until you have to live in the house and pay the mortgage?
Hey.
Paul says, lest I be exalted above measure. Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
With the things that went right in my life. God balanced me with things that went wrong.
Yeah.
It's deep, y'all. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
God balanced me with the things that went wrong. He was blessing my life so much, Paul said. Paul said, lest I get exalted above measure, he gave me some bad stuff to keep me humble.
Yes.
Lest I get the big head.
Yes. Yes.
God balanced me with things that went wrong. Your ideals, balance against your realities. Y'all with me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Your victories are balanced against your losses. Mm. Everybody has them. Don't you let rich people fool you.
Yes, sir.
There's some part of their life they poor.
That's right. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Don't you let poor people fool you.
Mm.
You take a good look. They have a richness
yes.
in their life that cannot be tabulated on anybody's bank account.
Wow.
I know, but I'm poor. God knows how to balance us. You can be the wisest person around, but you can be wise over here and a fool over there.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all walk with me?
Amen.
God says, I know how to balance you. The pain does not always come from the enemy. I know y'all want to blame everything on the devil. No, the devil ain't did it all.
What you say, Pastor?
He ain't as awesome as you think he is. Paul said, lest I be exalted above measure, God sent me a messenger from Satan to buffet me. The word buffet in Greek means to hit with strong punches.
Wow.
To beat up my flesh. This is for all the blessed people in the room who have been blessed in some area of your life before you get intoxicated by your success.
Yeah. Amen.
Before you get intoxicated by your success.
Wow.
And the accomplishment of the blessing, you got punched, buffeted in some area. Maybe not in a seen area
uh-huh.
or obvious area,
yes,
but somewhere in your life,
uh-huh.
if you are gifted and exalted, highly favored, you're being punched in your gut somewhere in your life.
Yes. Yes.
Lest you lose your mind and think it's all about you.
Yes, yes.
Well, Pastor, I'm exalted. I feel good. And I ain't really got no problems. I got no areas I'm concerned about. And everything then I'm telling you, your gift did not come from God. Devil got you and he got you. Now, if you don't like what I just said, come to Bible study, I swear it to you. I said, God balances you. Because you're in the flesh. Lest the flesh get exalted and think that you don't need God. Come here, Lucifer. Lucifer was the most beautifully created angel in heaven. It said that Lucifer was so beautiful that he had pipe organs coming out of his body and said he didn't even have to open his mouth and say thank you, Jesus. He flexed his wings and a praise would come out of his body.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And he was so beautiful and so awesome, letting the praise. Can you imagine leading the praise team in heaven?
Okay.
Now you think you're better than God.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we're not angels. We flesh. God bless us so much. We won't see you in church for 3 years. Until you lose your job. And now you want us to pray for you. I'm bringing myself to the point, Sister Ruthie, that I'm starting to grow up as pastor. I'm going to say, can't you pray for yourself? I haven't seen you. What you been doing? I want to keep it real with you. It's called tough love. Because Christ is not a crutch. You don't just use him when you hurt. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. All times. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. Well, you got punched. You're highly exalted. You got punched somewhere in the area in your life. Maybe it's not a seen area. Let me pause here parenthetically and give y'all this. There's been a big debate on what this thorn in Paul's flesh was that Paul had. All the great theologians and all the great sages of the ages spoke of their conjecture of what was Paul's thorn. I thought today, last night I was thinking, I might put it to rest or demystify for you what it was. Can I help you?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what it was. I know you thought I had some big new revelation for you. I do know what God left it blank. He left it blank for a reason.
Yes, sir. Say it, Pastor.
Can I go deep in the
yes,
word?
Yes,
sir. So that we can fill in the blank whatever we need to fill in there so that you can recognize that all of us have something different.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That buffets us and balances us.
Yes.
That makes us pray. That makes us groan unto God in the middle of the night.
Amen.
What will make you cry ain't phasing me.
Yes.
That's why God left it blank.
Yes, sir.
God, I'm not happy with this. All this stuff and no peace. Paul said, there are the things that brought me down to a place of humility. We don't know what Paul's thorn was, but we do know that what he felt about it. He cried out to the Lord about it. It was painfully private and humanly and humiliating publicly for him.
Because
he started talking about it. I'm not trying to get you to see that life has its issues.
Yes.
Nobody gets everything, y'all.
Yes.
I'm trying to get you to see that. You may think that God is not fair. But I want you to know that he is just.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
That's all right.
Amen. Am I in the book?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
If you think you are going to get through this world without using your tear ducts, you are sadly mistaken.
All right.
And Father, if you don't know by now, grown men do cry.
Amen.
Yes.
Can I change it? Can I make it personal?
Yes, sir.
Real men cry. All right.
Yes.
Therefore, Paul prayed this prayer. This was a powerful prayer. The power of this prayer was based on the burdens he carried. He prays 3 times. That's what I'm here to talk to you about. What overwhelms you? What you fail at? God, you have given me much responsibility. I must write most of the New Testament, Paul said. And I got this buffet in my flesh. Can you take it away from me? Paul said, I've not complained about being shipwrecked, bitten by a snake, put into prison for preaching the gospel. I've laid my hands on dead people, and they have come back to life, God.
Yes.
Can you just do this one little favor for me? I don't know about you, but have you ever prayed a prayer like that?
Oh, yeah.
Since Ben, have you ever prayed for some friends and secretly you got the same need.
Yeah.
And sister girl, get the blessing that you've been praying for years for.
Yeah.
That's right,
what up, God? Wow. What up with that? I think I'm gonna quit church.
No.
She don't even go to church.
Yeah.
She don't even go to church. Told me to come pray for her. If she get it, I can go to church. I'm gonna be faithful. What up with that, God? Seem to work better when you're praying for somebody else. I don't know if it's overwhelming you. Y'all don't want me to hang out there, do you?
Please, please.
Speak to yourself.
Yes.
What's overwhelming you? You told God you can be a lot better person if he'll just take it away from you.
Yes.
Can I get a witness up in here?
Yes.
God, every time I try to do the right thing, this thing creeps in my way.
Yes.
Can you just take this urge away from me? This habit away from me?
Wow.
Can you just remove me out of this circumstance? God, give me a new job. I need a new job, God, because if I didn't have a new job, if I got a new job, I can show up in church and pay my tithes.
Yes.
And then it got this raggedy car, God. It start when it want to start. Well, I know Sister So-and-so, she don't pay no tithe, but she got a brand new car. Sometimes, don't you just, I don't know if you ever got mad at God. And for you sisters that are not married, God, why you give Sister So-and-so such a good man? Wow. I ain't got no man. And she ain't even faithful to him. She won't stay home. She won't cook more. Why you just didn't give him to me? I take better care of him, God.
Who are you talking to?
I don't understand why God do what he do. And I'm watching all this.
Yes, sir.
Just take it away. Hey, I'm almost done. But God overruled Paul's request.
Yes.
He overruled it because he's the righteous judge.
Yes.
God overruled it, and you got a right to object to it, but God has a right to overrule it.
Yes.
It happened to Paul, y'all.
Yes.
It happened to Paul. I'm saying it again. It happened to Paul.
Yeah.
The guy who wrote the New Testament, it happened to him.
Wow.
And Jesus prayed. It happened to Jesus.
Yes, it did.
Jesus prayed the same prayer 3 times in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yes.
Lord, let this cup pass from me.
Thank you, God.
Then he came back to himself real quickly. Not my will.
Yes.
But let your will
glory
be done.
Glory.
Is that what God's trying to get us to do?
Yes.
Recognize that we can't do nothing on our own.
Hallelujah.
That we are nothing without him.
Hallelujah.
That we need to look to the hills where we're coming out of help. That our help coming from the Lord and not ourselves. Yeah, I gave you a good job. But you won't pay your tithes. Yeah, I'm keeping your body well. Your friends died around you, and you still here, but you can't give me time to praise God. God said, keep it up, keep going, keep doing stuff. God said, guess what? The devil gonna teach you, gotta teach you. I will teach you how to pray. You were going to kneel to deal with this pain you're going through right now.
Well,
God told me to let you know. He know how it feels. Like you cannot take it. It feels like you cannot handle it. You feel like you're going to drown. But God said he measured out your grace. It feels like you're going to drown, but you're not going to drown. Though the waters overwhelm you, you will not drown. Though the fire get hot, you will not burn. Because I raise a standard. But it was you. It was you said you wanted to be anointed. It was you that said you want to know how to preach. It was you that said you want a closer walk with me. But everything I give you costs something. God told him to let you know he got you. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You feel like you're going to drown? God said, but I got you. He said, you know why I got you? He said, I've given you victory before the foundations of the earth. I was the Lamb of God before the foundations of the earth. Oh, can I get a witness on here? God gave me a new favorite scripture here, man, while I was studying this thing. Can I give it to you? Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 25 says, as thy days are so, shall thy strength be.
All right.
Let me break it down for you. Let me make it later. God said, I don't care what you got to go through. Yeah. Whatever you got to go through,
yes, sir.
Whatever you encounter, so your strength shall be.
Amen.
That means God said, whatever hell breaks loose in your life, God said your intellect will increase to match you for it. He said your strength and your stamina and your fortitude will strengthen up for him. He said, like the prophets of old, he said, the spirit of the Lord will fall on you, just like Samson, and you will slew the enemy with a jawbone of an ass if you have to. Can I get a witness up in here? God said, I got your glories in and your comings out. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. All things shall work together for your good. He said, you'll be blessed in the morning. You'll be blessed in the morning time. You'll be blessed in the midnight. Distrust him. His grace. Pegasus was fishing.